very warm welcome, and welcome to the programme this afternoon. Excuse me. I've told everyone to be on standby if my voice
I like your croaky voice. I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, it's grainy. It's got depth.
Oh, dear. So back to our business. The business of today, the news stories. And Najar, I think let's go back to your story, which was about, in fact, I don't know if we picked up on the same one, but the one I got was in the Gulf News, and the headline read, "Dress Right Drive." It's very strange, actually, headline that. "Dress Right Drive Snowballs." Did you find that one?
Yeah, well, I think
it's sense to me.
I think it's because of the massive response and interest that followed this, and this is it's not new really. We at time or again, whether residents, UAE citizens, or visit or people who lived here for a long time, they've confronted this and they've seen this. It's not new, but the fact that these two very brave local ladies, Emirati ladies, who's taken it and addressed it on a very high level, and they're calling on the authorities to do something about it.
It's on the social networking site Twitter, and it's called hashtag UAE dress code. Yeah. Did you go on to it, Najar?
I followed the actually, funny enough, on TV, on one of the TV stations from Ajman, they've been talking about this. And on the newspaper. And a lot of not just women, but expats as well followed that, and the majority, I mean everybody agrees on it. It's basic common norms. I don't think it has to do with being in the UAE or being in New York, or I accept the comparison, maybe it's more open there, but to be honest with you, as a regular traveler, I haven't seen, I mean I was telling Carlo that even being on beach resorts area like the south of France, you only see such no dress, as I say, on the beach where you are. There is sea, water, and sand. Once you cross the street to go to a restaurant, you'll throw a t-shirt on, you'll throw a sarong on. But to walk in, like one time I was at the Notary Public, which is part of the government of Dubai, court area. There were two, an expat woman and her daughter, and they just came off the beach. The daughter was wearing the sarong, and the mother was in her bra with a flimsy t-shirt. Oh, so there was a court judge that she was handling, the Notary Public. And she said, no, you have to walk in dressed. So the woman took the sarong of the girl and she put it around her. So the girl is now naked. So, I mean, these are common. I mean, I don't see them, that they don't apply to any Westerner, any expat Arab or
but
Westerners.
I don't think, I mean, I'm so-called a Westerner. I've lived in Dubai for many, many years. But I agree with you as well. And I'm shocked oftentimes when I go to the shopping malls and I see the state of undress, and people have said to me, oh, don't be such a prude, Siobhan. I'm like, well, I don't think I am, actually. Oh, you've been living here far too long. And I totally disagree. And even when I go back to the UK, I see the same thing, and I see this, and I think it's a much wider, a much broader subject about, you know, this whole sexualization of young girls, and wearing less is more, and just, and I don't understand that, and I think it's creeping in here, unfortunately, as well, despite, as I understand, in all the malls, you'll see big boards saying respect the dress.
Well, they're not
actually,
that big.
The
not
boards
that
are
big.
Small.
Oh, they're not
small.
Right.
No,
okay.
You know, in some of the malls, they are small. They're not. So you walk by them, because if the board were really big and communicating. But I don't think it should be just a board. I think it should be a process of communication, like a suggestion, for example. Address it from the airport on arrival. Address it in the hotel. Yeah. And our society is quite tolerant and accepting. It's not like they're telling you to cover from head to toe. It's just basic public norms.
Would you ever tell anyone?
Well, I was... I'm constantly stopped by my two daughters not to go and talk to the person, because they want to have a comfortable shopping spree without going and addressing this. But one time in Ramadan, I did. Last Ramadan, I was in the supermarket, and it was like 5 o'clock. So it was like a couple of hours before iftar. You know, this is a month of holiness, of piety, of... perseverance, you know, all these beautiful values, spirituality. It is unacceptable for anyone to go to the supermarket in literally the bathing suit and a sarong, a transparent sarong. I mean, there were a lot of fasting people who were frowning and looking. So I did took the liberty and I said, excuse me, miss, but this is not right.
And she, what did she say?
She said, I don't care, you know, I'm
on
holiday.
Really? Right.
And I said, well, you should care, because when I'm visiting your country and I'm sitting in a public restaurant, And the maitre d' tells me, switch off your mobile phone, because we're constantly told, switch off your mobile. I'm in a public environment. I should respect that.
But you said something there that I think is very important. It's the mindset. Now, we've all been here a long time, so we're conditioned to the respect factor. The woman said to you, I'm on holiday. Most people come here for small periods of time. I'm not condoning the behaviour of bad dress, but people come here for a little while. We're in a resort environment. If I look at the photograph that was used in the Gulf News, I'm assuming, because I kind of recognise the tile work, I'm one of these sad people that kind of takes in the detail of a tile in a mall. And there was a brilliant photograph. It totally captured what the words in Twitter might note. And there is an Emirati couple walking on the right, and to their left is a woman who's wearing what possibly somebody in a not particularly attractive club would wear.
Right.
I mean, and the visual hit of that is absolutely, you know, it gets it all. It kind of puts the words into perspective. But
oh, right, yeah.
People come on holiday. We're living in a resort environment. A lot of people going to those malls are not too far away from them when they've been to the beach. And I think, you know, like hotels, it might help your suggestions. The what do they call it when they kind of wind down your bed at night?
Turndown service.
The turndown service, with the chocolate and that flower, and I have no idea why anybody sticks a flower on a turndown.
To go out.
Just, but seriously, a little note that says, don't forget, if you're out and about tomorrow,
wear clothes.
Wear something that covers up. So I think that constant messaging would help. I'm not condoning it, but people are here for short periods of time.
But I mean, every one of us, I'm sure, and more, will be able to tell you some of lot of stories of being in the mall or in a restaurant, and especially like some of the Saudi visitors here, they're looking, staring at this. I mean, these pictures that I've seen in Gulf News are very mild. I've seen much worse than this. Much worse.
Let's put a question out to our listeners. What are you thinking about this? I mean, is it something that shocks you walking around in, for example, let's say shopping malls, and seeing it's the state of undress of certain individuals? What do you think can be done? What can be done? I mean, there should just be more information available.
Awareness.
There's an interesting, I think it was in the, it's a campaign actually, which was called Know Before You Go. I thought that was fantastic. It was, I believe, by the Ministry of Interior, and the British Ambassador to the UAE had sort of done this. This was quite a few years ago though now, I think. But I thought that was really interesting. It was a great idea. Know before you go. It should be the responsibility of the agents that book the hotels, the travel agents here, because most of them people do tours, to say, well, you're not getting out on the bus to go to the mall or to go wherever until you put some clothes on. Do you think there's a fear factor though that if this comes out to the international, it might sort of tarnish the international brand of Dubai as being, oh, they're clamping
not
down.
Not at all, because
journalists
can take that line, but the bottom line is that, you know, you don't have to feel hot and subsequently, you know, be almost naked. You can still, you know, kind of wear something relatively
linen, cotton,
exactly, yeah, I mean, summer wear. That covers up the body.
How did the old generation? How did they live here? How did they survive? They didn't take off their clothes and walk around.
Incidentally, if somebody is looking to find out...
Without air condition or any... nothing. I don't see any stories, you know, I haven't seen any pictures of our ancestors. And it was, they had no technology, they had no air condition, they had no machinery, nothing. And they survived that heat, not by taking off their clothes.
I have a question.
Yeah, I don't think it's a question of heat,
no,
to be honest.
I think it's showing my tanned legs, showing how beautiful I look, not caring or not being aware. Your question is very valid. Is that going to say that we are very conservative? We are conservative. We are traditionalists. There's nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful. Just like any country from around the world. Look at Hong Kong. Look at China. I mean, look at China. Look at Singapore. They respect their traditions, and we have to respect it when we go.
I absolutely agree, Nada. And I think, as I said, I think sometimes when I do go back to the UK, just as an example, I'm shocked. I get actually quite shocked by, just on the high street, the things that you see being sold, the things that you hear in the shops, the music that's being played, swear words. And, you know, and as I said, people have said to me, oh, you're just getting old and you're becoming prudish. But maybe I am, I don't know. But I'm, you know, it's quite refreshing sometimes to actually come back here and see that, that there is a lot more, it is a lot more strict here in those sorts of ways. And I do hope that it's going to retain that.
But I'm wondering what level of, and I don't know if intelligence is the right word, you go out into a space where a lot of people or the people of that country are covered up. How can you sit in a coffee shop having a coffee and these people are kind of, you know, dressed to reflect their beliefs, their traditions, and you're sitting in a pair of flimsy shorts, a very revealing t-shirt.
Right.
At what level do you get the aha moment and think, this isn't actually working, I'm feeling embarrassed?
I don't know.
At what point do people start feeling naked?
I think it's a question of, and it is difficult. I've actually almost gone up to people. I remember once we were going up the top with my mum when she was visiting. And there was a mother and a daughter, and the daughter had, literally the shorts were, they left very much to the imagination, let's put it that way, and a crop top. And I was just, and she was with her parents, so the parents are allowing it. And then, and I almost said something, I thought, well, there's no point, I obviously can't say something. But it shocks me, and I don't even understand how the mother allowed the daughter to be going out dressed like that, never mind going out in a country that has certain cultural ways, etc., and restrictions. And I just find
the Westerners should join into this campaign. I mean, it's expected from an Arab or an Emirati to go to someone and say, you know, please cover up. But I think the Westerners who lived here for a long time and they respected the tradition and the culture and all of that, I think it's also, it would be wonderful to join hands.
Well, from the messages coming in, by the way, I mean, that's very much the case.
Look, we must take a quick break. We're actually already running over time for the news. I do apologise. But let's get some messages from you. What do you think? Is it something that bothers you? Would you actually approach someone and tell them, cover up? Or what do you think can be done or should be done to, in fact, perhaps remedy this situation?